One in seven Americans turns to a food bank for help. About 40% have education beyond high school. One in 10 is a student working on that higher education. Those are just a few of the insights into hunger presented in a new report from Feeding America. Paul Pachter with Long Island CARES Harry Chapin Food Bank says the report also takes a look at how food insecurity is connected to health.
When people can purchase nutritious food, they're going to eat high starch, they're going to eat high sugar, and some of these medical problems may indeed be related to poor nutrition, such as diabetes.
Pachter credits Governor Andrew Cuomo with making about $4 million in additional funding for local food banks available at the end of last year to help New Yorkers who were being forced to cope with reduced federal food stamp benefits. According to the report, 39% of clients who depend on food banks have at least one child in the family. He says Long Island CARES will be increasing its outreach to hungry local school kids this fall.
The first weekend in October, we're going to launch a school pantry program, partnering with the Brentwood School District to address the needs of about 2,000-3,000 kids.
The report found 69% of client households are still having to make hard choices between paying the utility bill or for food. He says that's certainly true in Nassau and Suffolk counties. He says Long Island CARES will open an additional storefront location in Huntington in October to make food help more accessible to more people on Long Island. For Public News Service, I'm Mike Clifford.